great. All right. Next up, we have Gareth, who will talk about SaltStack and building a self-healing system. Thank you.
Wow, you haven't even done anything and you get applause. That's really awesome.
My reputation precedes me. Can you guys hear me okay? Yes? No? Yes? Thumbs up? Okay. All right. So, yeah, this is building a self-healing system with SaltStack. My name is Gareth. My Twitter can be found on the right-hand side of every slide, so if anyone feels like tweeting at me or about me during the talk, feel free. I'm a senior software engineer at SaltStack. I'm fortunate to get to spend my days writing open source software. If you have the opportunity, I highly recommend it. If anyone's interested in talking about Salt in general, just automation, anything, just find me outside after the talk or I'm around. I'm also a former DevOps engineer. So if anyone wants to have a group therapy session about being on call, I'm happy to lead that. Also, we are hiring, so if anyone's interested in working for SaltStack, we do offer remote positions, so you can stay in lovely Europe. You don't have to move to the U.S. We'll just leave it at that. So, building a self-healing system with SaltStack. So just some basic SaltStack terminology. First of all, how many people are using SaltStack today? Awesome. How many people would like to use SaltStack? Should be everyone. Okay, so SaltStack is written in Python. It began as a remote execution system as a way to execute commands across many systems. It began similar in nature to tools like Fabric and Funk, but it's not done over SSH. It's using ZeroMQ as a messaging bus, and it's encrypted and very fast. Because of the way it was designed, adding configuration management was easy through a series of plugins. We call them state modules. It's also available to work with it's like a Salt API, easily exposed for various purposes. We have storing secure data is in Pillar, and reactors, which are small small state modules that wait for specific events and react some manner, which we'll look at a bit later.